The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. So John gives us his true name, his first name, Nathanael. In the other three Gospels, he is referred to as Bartholomew. Just as we hear Simon Barjona, Simon the son of Jonah, we have Nathanael Bartholomew, Nathanael son of Ptolemy. What do we know about Nathanael? So this morning, reading about him, and when I read about the apostles, I love our faith. Do you know what he is the patron saint of, amongst other things? He is the patron saint of tanners. Why is he the patron saint of tanners? Because he was skinned alive. Right? Because in all the depictions you have of him, he's holding a knife, a blade, and his layers of skin wrapped up in his arms. The patron saint of tanners. I love our faith. It's the greatest. So, what do we know about him? The last 18 months, reading the Fathers of the Church has been one of the greatest gifts. And what do they say about this passage, this gospel? So Nathanael comes to him, and our Lord says, there is no duplicity in him. What is a duplicitous person? It's a person who thinks one thing and says another. And so what is our Lord revealing when he says there's no duplicity in him? That conversation that you just had with Philip, I have knowledge of it, even though I was not present for it. Right? Because Nathanael says, can anything good come from Nazareth? Right? He says what he thinks. But it's deeper because our Lord says not just there wasn't duplicity in him in that moment, but there is no duplicity in him. Not only do I have knowledge of that conversation, but I know the depths of your soul. And so Nathanael says, how do you know me? And what is his response? And you hear so many interpretations of this. But what do the fathers say? What do the earliest interpreters of Scripture, the most authentic interpretation of Scripture that we have, what do they say? When our Lord says to him, before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. So he's saying, I didn't have knowledge of you just in that moment, but before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. And the fathers say, you can look at this in two ways. One, literally, he was probably under a fig tree before Philip came to him. But also, that is a phrase that the Israelites would use. When Adam and Eve fell, what did they cover themselves with? They put on fig leaves. And so it was a phrase for the Jewish people, for the Israelites. When they're under the shadow of death, after Adam and Eve fell, they're under the fig tree. They're waiting for the Savior. They're waiting for the Redeemer. They're under the law, under sin. And so our Lord is saying, I saw you. I've known you. My eyes have always been upon you, even before Philip came to you. And so he says, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Now, when Peter said, you're the Son of God, what did our Lord say? Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Why did he not commend Nathanael in the same way? He says, you're the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. He is saying you are the Son of God, not that you are divine, but still in an earthly way, as if in a special way you're God's Son, like one of the prophets was. And so you're also the King of Israel. And our Lord says, Nathanael, I'm going to raise you to higher knowledge than that. You're going to see the angels ascending and descending upon me. Because I'm not just man in a special way. I am really and truly God's Son. Nathanael went to Egypt. He preached the gospel in Persia, in Mesopotamia, in India. And then he returns to Armenia. He converts the king. And so the king's brother has him slayed, has him skinned alive. So powerful was his preaching that Armenia went on to become the first Christian nation. The first country to say, we are a Catholic country. Let's ask our Lord in this Mass that we might always be aware that His eyes are upon us at every moment. That we might live in that knowledge. And that we too might bring the gospel to all those we know.